Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 9 regarding Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Wister, W-I-S-T-E-R. You may not know that I previously evaluated Mr. Wister as described in the reports listed above. These pertain to injuries sustained to his right arm and elbow at work on 1-8-14. But he's now a 42-year-old male. He reports he was injured again at work on 4-24-20. But he was stepping out of a van and was hit by a car. But upon impact, this pulled him down to the street. But he did not experience loss of consciousness. But he injured his back, right foot, and head, and was seen at the emergency room in Atlantic City. But he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. But he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period in the paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Wister alleged on 4-24-20, he was exiting a work van and was struck and drugged by another vehicle. Period claimed injuries to the back, comma, left hip, comma, right foot, and all other orthopedic and neurologic residuals. Period. A first report of injury was completed as well. New paragraph treatment records show Mr. Wister was seen at patient first on 5-12-20. Then noted he had been to the emergency room where he had multiple x-rays with no fractures. He returned to regular work the previous day, but it was difficult. He complained of back stiffness that persists. His right foot just burns around the third metatarsal area. His left hip pain waxed and waned. Clinical exam. Was relatively benign. X-rays of the right foot showed a calcaneal spur, but no acute abnormalities. He had hammer toe deformities and joint spaces were intact. Left foot x-rays showed no fracture or dislocation. He was diagnosed with a back strain, comma, left hip, trochanteric bursitis, and metatarsal pain. The practitioner suggested Motrin, but Mr. Wister was unable to tolerate this. Accordingly, she recommended acetaminophen and returned to work in a light duty capacity. He was then seen on 3/30/21 by orthopedist Dr. Disabella. We're only in receipt of part of his report, so put this in bold. It would be helpful to obtain the rest of it. He ascertained the history of treatment to date. He had a past medical history remarkable for an L5 fracture and right great toe fracture. He had treated with a chiropractor in the past, the last of which was in April 2020. He complained of pain to the lumbar spine and right foot. He did have a CAT scan done, but did not have an MRI done. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed scum hyperpigmented skin changes on the posterior aspect of his thorax and left shoulder. Paired extremities lower. He had an oblique healed open surgical scar at the left knee along its medial aspect. Pretty attributed this to a patellar dislocation surgery. The rest of that section is normal, cervical is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He had mild tenderness, palpation about the paravertebral musculature, bilateral in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers bilaterally at 90 degrees. Elicited only hamstring tightness, but no low back or radicular complaints. appeared to get a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Pre-axial loading and Huber test were negative for this condition. Period impressions on 4/24/20. Brian Wister was a pedestrian struck by an automobile immediately after he stepped out of his work truck. Period. He evidently was seen at the emergency room where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. On 5/12/20. He was seen at patient first, who continued on conservative care. But he then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 3/30/21. Period. He denied any other treatment since being seen at patient first. But however, he did admit to a previous L5 fracture and right great toe fracture. But he also had received chiropractic treatment, latest being in April 2020. Period. This was in the same month of the subject event. Period. History was remarkable for 2 left knee surgeries, 4 left shoulder surgeries, 2 right elbow surgeries, and a hernia repair. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Wister found he had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. He had mild tenderness palpation about the paravertebral musculature. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, ultraset arthropathy. Period. He had full range of motion of the left hip and right foot where there was no tenderness. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referral to the back, left hip, or right foot as a result of the subject event. Period, I would appreciate the opportunity to review a complete copy of Dr. Disabella's report from 3/30/21 to help confirm my impressions. Period. Mr. Wister is physically active, working as a receiver for another employer. Period. He relates his symptoms are better now than when they first began. Period. End.